What is happening, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast episode. usual routine, out walking the dogs, so it could get interrupted. In today's episode, what we're going to talk about is why you need to sign up to the Lean Life Back to School program, okay, and what it's about, what you'll get, all that kind of jazz. So if you've been looking, pondering, sitting on the fence, wondering what it's about, you haven't quite reached out yet, hopefully this podcast episode will clear up a couple of things for you and make it a little bit more clearer about why you might want to sign up. So first of all, let's like run over the details of the program and then what exactly you're going to get out of it. So it's a 12-week one-on-one online coaching program. So you'll work with me one-on-one online for 12 weeks. Okay, and so that's basically the lead up to Christmas. So it's quite a good time of the year to really knuckle down and focus on your weight loss. You know, summer's over or coming to an end, kids are going back to school. I spoke about this in my last podcast a little bit, that it's a good time to look at things as a new year, as a fresh start. Okay, September, kids go back to school, they start new year at school or whatever, if you've got kids. So it's always a bit of a fresh start with things. And, you know, for everybody, the year starts to get back to a bit of normality. Summer's been different. You've been out of your normal routine. So September is always a good time to go, right, okay, so let's get back on track with things. Let's get some routine into place and let's try and shift this weight I've been wanting to shift. Some people might think, you know, summer's over, having a holiday, going into the winter months, going to be wearing more clothes, going to be less social, going to be spending more time indoors. So I'm not really that bored about losing weight. But that is the wrong approach to take, because then it means you've got all the work to do come next summer, if that's the only way you look at things. And instead, you need to be looking at it more like a change in lifestyle, kind of getting a head start on that summer body over the next 12 weeks leading into winter. And often, dieting in some ways can actually be easier over this time of year because of you have less social events. You're more likely to be in a bit more of a normal routine. You've got, you know, a good sort of 12 weeks to put into practice and a goal of like until Christmas. You know, that's another goal. You know, if you put summer down as your normal goal or your normal target, your summer holiday, looking and feeling at your best at Christmas, another social time of the year, another time of the year where there might be lots of pictures and of being taken of you with family and stuff like that. So it's a good goal to put in place, okay? So it's one-on-one, online, 12 weeks. And then what you get out of that is we work on your diet. We work on your behaviours around food. We look over your lifestyle, trying to provide you with the perfect solution that helps you lose weight, helps you get the results you want to get over those 12 weeks. But we've also done it in a way that you can stick to that past the 12 weeks. You understand how you've done it. You've done it in a way where you've turned that more into a lifestyle. It's less going on a diet, and I like to look at it more as it's finding your way of eating, okay? Most people don't have a weight loss problem, they have a weight maintenance problem. Most people lose weight. Every summer leading up to your holiday, you probably lose a bit of weight, but then you regain it all. You can't maintain it because the approach you've taken to achieve that. Whereas what we're going to be doing is finding your way of eating, the way that allows you to lose weight, to maintain a body weight that you're happy with, but also still be able to live your life, not have to sacrifice things, not have to sacrifice your social life, not have to sacrifice giving up particular foods that you really enjoy. We're going to find the answers and the solution to that. We're also going to unravel any past experiences and perceptions you've built of dieting. Because a lot of the time, they're the things that can be holding people back, is their diets you've been on in the past, your kind of all or nothing mentality, your over-restrictiveness, your rewarding yourself when you've had a bad day, all these kind of things that you know, focusing so much on the scales and not understanding why weight fluctuates up and down and allowing the scales to dictate your mood. We're going to work on all of those things over the 12 weeks because they're also part of building that healthier outlook of your diet and building that way of eating. If you're someone that always gets thrown off track because you've been trying really hard for 7 days and then you step on the scales and they either go up by a pound or they don't move or they don't drop by as much weight as you want them to drop, that could normally throw you off. What we're going to do is work through that together and make sure that those are the little things that don't slip you up, that don't throw you off. We're going to get rid of that all or nothing mentality when it comes to dieting. Then what you do when you sign up over the 12 weeks, you have my support, you have my accountability. Clients have access to me via WhatsApp so they can message me at any time during the week, any questions, any support. We also do weekly check-ins where every week they'll get sent over a little questionnaire form, which I always like to tell clients, look at it a little bit like a diary, a little bit like a journal. You're reviewing your week, answering those questions, going into as much detail as you can. And then every week I send over a video with feedback of, right, okay, this was the problem you had that week. Let's try changing this. And we're going to work on this week. Here's your goals for this week. It's about supporting you through the process. It's about little things like, as an example, had a terrible day at work. So I reverted back to, you know, going home and grabbing a load of chocolate because that made me feel better. Okay. Well, let's look at how we can change that from happening in the future. These are the things that we work on. These are the things that we support clients with. So it's holding your hand through the process. A lot of the time you go on a diet, you do it on your own. Most people around you aren't supporting you. A lot of people actually try to sabotage your diet because they feel guilty because they're not actually dieting themselves. And you don't have anyone from the outside looking in to help you understand where you're going wrong, what things maybe you need to try different. Because each time you go on a diet, you'll probably just revert back to that thing you tried before. Oh yeah, I lost 12 pounds doing that before, so I'll do that again. Okay, great. But the success of a diet is not in the losing of the weight. The success of a diet is, did you keep that 12 pounds off? No, I gained it back. Well, then that diet wasn't a success. The diet that we're going to go on is going to allow you to lose the 12 pounds, also maintain that 12 pound weight loss. That is a successful diet. So weekly check-ins to support you. Some clients we help with exercise programs in terms of, some clients train at home, some clients train at the gym, some clients do their own things. I have some clients that have personal trainers that they also see in person for the exercise side of things. And we just cover the lifestyle and diet side of things. It all depends on the individual and what you need. This way. But I believe that online coaching, if your goal is weight loss, you want to change your lifestyle, online coaching is the best approach for that. Personal training is good, but I find, and I do both, I work with people in person, I do personal training, I do the online coaching, that from a weight loss point of view, online coaching is superior if that is your goal. If you want to finally change your lifestyle, achieve the results you want to achieve, and maintain it. Personal training is great, but it's more focused on accountability for the person to turn up to exercise. It's teaching someone how to exercise properly. It's maybe working on mobility issues or lower back weakness or core weakness. It's a lot different. It's a lot harder to help someone lose weight. And yes, them turning up consistently to your personal training sessions and sticking at that, and you can help with the diet a bit, is going to help that person. But with the online stuff, from a diet and lifestyle point of view, it's much better way for a coach to be able to understand what is happening. I find that clients who I work with online keep in contact with you a lot more. They let you know a lot more about what's happening with their lifestyle. You get to understand a lot more what's going on with their diet and help with that side of things. It's a lot more focused on that. Yes, again, I help with the exercise. We send them exercise plans to follow as well. And all of those plans come with videos, show them how to do the exercises. But the main benefit is that overall lifestyle and that diet approach that I just don't think you can get quite as good from personal training. That's why some clients do both. They'll work with me online, and if they don't, live anywhere near me, they'll go and work with a personal trainer within their local area. So the Lean Life program is about finally finding the solutions to your weight loss problems. All of the diets you've tried in the past, we're going to look at your own specific diet. How could we improve it? How can we keep it full of foods that you enjoy? You know, with my clients, we map out their diet, go over things, and a question I'll always ask them is, go, okay, right, what you've written down here that you're going to have for breakfast, lunch and dinner this week, do you look forward to eating all of those? And if the answer is no, then we go back to it and go, okay, let's have a look at why. And, you know, because maybe you're looking at these like typical diet foods. Oh, it has to be a chicken salad. It has to be, you know, I can't have bread, so I can't have a sandwich. It's like maybe your old perceptions of dieting are creeping in. We want to make sure that when you look at what you've planned to have for breakfast, you actually look forward to having it. When you look at what you've planned to have for lunch, you actually look forward to when lunchtime comes and you eat it. When you look at what you've planned for dinner, you're actually excited about dinner that evening. That is how you make it stick. That is how you make a diet stick, because it's built around foods that you enjoy. And I'm not talking about like making sure that you have a Big Mac and curry and lots of chocolate and all that kind of stuff. Yes, there is a place for that in your diet. But it's about making sure that, you know, if at lunchtime you want to eat a ham sandwich that fits in your calories, that keeps you feeling full enough, and you actually look forward to having that at lunch, great. And that's what we want to do. Not forcing people to eat foods that they don't actually look forward to eating just because they're on a diet, because ultimately you're not going to stick to that approach. So we work through and find all of the solutions to this. That, in a nutshell, is how the Lean Lifestyle Program works. Okay, supporting you one-on-one and getting you to your goals by working on your diet, your lifestyle, solving your problems. If you are interested in signing up, simply head to the show notes, reach out to me via, I think my email's on there, or via Instagram. And then what we would do next, once you've reached out to me, we just have a little chat over email or Instagram. Then maybe we'd decide the best thing to do might be to jump on a call for a casual conversation. No pressure. If someone decides to have a call with me, they don't have to sign up on the call. I'm not going to pressure anyone into buying from me. Ultimately, you need to decide if this sounds like it's right for you, and then you'll want to buy. So the call is basically you being able to ask a few more questions, me being able to understand where you're at with things, and if I can actually help you. Because if I don't think I can help you, then I'll tell you on the call and say, look, I'm not sure that we would be a good fit to work together, whether that's the goals that you want to achieve or whether that's maybe the problems that you have. So it's just kind of getting to know each other and getting to see if us working together would actually work. Okay, so reach out to me and we'll get that set up. And again, if you have any questions about this, pop me a direct message on Instagram. Let's have a little chat. Anyway, I think that's enough waffling on for me now. And I'm going to try and enjoy a little bit of the tranquility of the rest of this dog walk before I go home to a crazy household on the last day before the kids go back to school. Isn't that great? Kids go back to school tomorrow. Sounds terrible, but it's great. Anyway, I'll catch you in the next one.